8th. We are here for the regular meeting of the East Bay Township Board of Trustees. We'll call the meeting to order and start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and we'll do a roll call attendance.
Walters.
Present.
Lyle.
Here.
Merrill.
Here.
Henschel.
Here.
Forte.
Here.
Bartlett.
Yes.
Brent.
Here. Okay, you have the agenda in front of you. For those who are either watching at home on TV, we're very sorry that you can't sleep. Or for those of you that are here, we're going to try something new for a little bit. And we have 12 regular meetings a month.
A year.
Would you?
That'd be a lot.
Exactly.
I believe we may say something if it's 12 a month.
That's exactly right. So we have 12 regular meetings a year. We're looking at changing up the format a little bit, in that four of those 12 meetings will be on quarterly meetings that are report driven. So instead of having the reports at the beginning of every meeting every month, we'll be targeting those to one of the four quarterly meetings. Gives us a little bit of chance to let the person who's giving the report delve into an issue a little bit deeper if they'd like to. It also alleviates some schedules for some of those who come routinely to our meetings, allows us to maybe ask questions more. So I appreciate the latitude, and as I was telling a board member, I said I thought about this a lot, and I really appreciated the challenge on the comments on how to maybe change the meetings a little bit, and we'll try it and see. You know, we're not locked into it, so if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and if it does, well, then great. So appreciate your flexibility in that. So on the agenda tonight, and following in that line of thinking, this would be one of the quarterly meetings. They will be January, April, July, and October. And so then on this month, we have just our regular written correspondence and reports that we get. We'll be all four quarters looking at our financial reports, moving on to the consent calendar, and then a rotation of people who have information to present to the board. So with that, does anybody have any changes, suggestions to the agenda as presented? Okay, we'll move on and go with it then. All right. Any conflicts of interest with anything on the agenda from any board member? All right. Public comment. Now is the time that we have public comment. If anybody would like to come up and speak to the board about any issue, we're happy to hear from you. Just introduce yourself, and happy to listen to your public comment. Okay, I'm not seeing anybody, and nobody that we typically see, so we'll move on from there. Correspondence. I don't think we technically have any correspondence in the mail. We've gotten a couple letters recently in short-term rentals, and those have been coming to the board. Sue's been making sure they get to the Board of Trustees. Reports, the written part of the reports. You do have the Grand Traverse County staff report in your packet from December 17th. And then you have on your desk a report from 9A. So those are for your review. And then we'll move to the part, a review of financial reports. And I'll introduce Steve Kernovic. Tell me I did okay on that. Pretty good? Okay.
Kernovic.
Okay. Well, my maiden name was Katulis, so I feel for you. It's a little, you know, you get the pronunciation off there a little bit.
Yeah, my wife's maiden name is West, so she went from West, you know, to Kernovic, and so no.
I went from Catullus to Friend.
So yeah,
life got easier.
Yeah. So.
So Steve, as all of you know, is with the firm now. Tell us, it was Abraham and Gaffney, and now it has changed.
Correct.
We want to go through that a little bit.
Yep.
And
yep. So about 2.5 years ago, we started looking at our firm, and one of the original partners of Abraham and Gaffney was retiring, and so we kind of reevaluated the process and what we we do in our firm, and so we as governmental and nonprofit partners, three of us decided to, you know, take the governmental and nonprofit practice and move on to become Stevens, Kernovic & Tucker. The Abraham & Gaffney continues on as a tax firm, and so they do tax and business consulting and that type of thing, and have maintained the name and that side of the practice. We were pretty in silos before doing work as far as governmental and nonprofit and then the business side, so that was, it was a pretty logical separation and split, so that's kind of the evolution on August 1st of Stevens, Kernovic & Tucker.
And then, of course, last fall, you know that we went through the receiving qualifications for audit, the prices for audit, and for accounting work. And Stevens, Kernovic, and
SKT,
thank you, is the firm that we retained for accounting. So one of the focuses on changing the meeting format to quarterly is that we can spend some time focusing on the financials, which is at the heart of what we're bound to our constituents are for fiduciary responsibility. So with that, Steve's been in our office about 3-4 times now, and I'll let him go through the information that we've got here and kind of, obviously you haven't been here too awful long, but.
Right, yeah. So that's what, you know, I won't necessarily go through. I know Sue has several reports in the binder or in your packets. I won't necessarily go through those, at least this time. Hopefully next time, by that time, we'll have an opportunity to have a little more familiarity with the information and we can go through it. So this was more, Beth and I talked of kind of more of a prospective look of what we will do in the future and then just kind of some items that I thought would be sounds like some of these maybe you're already doing and but in the letter that I put together just to kind of discuss a little bit of kind of checks and balances and internal controls that we would recommend. But as Beth said, I've been in probably 3 or 4 days, I think, in 2017. I think as Sue had mentioned in one of her things in the packet, that bank reconciliations are done through November. So those are up to date. Obviously, December's could be done, but it's only the 8th, you know, and so I think I have that scheduled here in the next couple weeks to get in and do the December bank reconciliations. I have a handful of days scheduled in January to come in and do bank reconciliations and then begin to prepare for the audit and help and be a resource for Beth and Sue and Tracy to get the process going on the audit, I think, and you'd have to correct me or refresh me on the dates. I think in April we got the audit scheduled. So the audit is scheduled with the new auditors, and so that's in place. So that'll kind of be, you know, the goal in January, February, March, obviously, is be a resource as much as possible to get things ready for the audit process so we can have a good, clean, smooth audit and take care of that for December 31st of 17. So the letter that was in the packet, like I said, I won't go through that in detail, but basically what I kind of thought was my idea of looking forward to see, you know, what as a board you should be looking at and potentially and as I mentioned, I know some of these things you're already doing and so you can check those off the list right away, which is a good thing as far as just, you know, the expectation obviously is of for the board, obviously, you know, Beth, Sue and Tracy, they're day to day going through a lot of the information, but you as a board obviously have that oversight requirement to assure, you know, that check sequences are accounted for. It's kind of what the first one gets into is accounting for the check sequences and making sure that what we end with 1 month, we start with the next month, and there aren't any oddities with checks being used out of sequence or being pulled out and manually written and maybe not getting entered into the system. Those hopefully eventually would get caught through the reconciliation process, but just something as simple as accounting for the check sequence, I think, is very important with payroll and with accounts payable and with payroll. And then also the would recommend, you know, the scanning of the register. Again, not necessarily a requirement for you to, you know every vendor and know every disbursement and know every dollar amount is accurate, looking at invoices, because again the ladies are doing that on a day-to-day basis, but just for your, you know, reference for reasonableness of vendors, to make sure that, you know, gosh, I don't recall ever paying ABC vendor before. You know, why are we paying ABC vendor? Or I know we discussed it at a meeting and that was going to be $1,000. Why are we paying ABC vendor $10,000? You know, so kind of that reasonableness and logical look of things through the, and that can be done with a, you know, quick scan of the ledger. And then another one would be, again, is looking at the banks, you know, that you have. If you know that you approve a listing of banks, and if you have a particular bank that is out of the ordinary, again, that would be a question that I would say, gosh, we've never used XYZ Bank. You know, what is that, a new account? What is that for? You know, and that kind of thing. Again, that kind of that inquisitive mind to see what those are. Again, not expecting you to make sure that every interest posting was posted correctly. We would do that as part of the bank reconciliation process, but more of, you know, that analysis of the bank and kind of having those ideas of any kind of substantial fluctuations with balances too. If you know that, gosh, we always have that $100,000 in that account or $500,000 in that account, why all of a sudden is it $50,000? You know, what did we pay? Oh, we bought, you know, we put this down payment for whatever, you know, whatever it may be. So kind of just having that evaluation being done on an annual basis, I think is very important. Number four there gets into some of the monthly reports, revenue and expenditure reports, and there's kind of a balancing act there, and because of the way your books fall and maybe the timing of us getting in to do the bank reconciliations, it might not always work out that, you know, so today is January 8th. To have gotten December's bank reconciliations done and those entries posted into the system and so forth. So as it talks about there, kind of the logic would be is you know, January 8th bank or board meeting would probably have, which I think is in the packets, is your November reconciled balance sheets and revenue and expenditure statements. Not to say that December's isn't reasonably accurate, but November's, we know, you know, the bank reconciliations tie, so if there was any interest, there was any mispostings of a check or any kind of, you know, oddities happening to the bank accounts in November, we've made those adjustments and Sue's posted those and they've flowed through the system, and so it's kind of a balancing act between accuracy and timeliness. You know, I mean, you're for November, you're whatever now 39 days, you know, after November 30th, but at least we know that information is you know, it's got the interest posted, it's got any oddities that may have needed to be posted as far as journal entries and so forth are posted to November because the bank reconciliations balance. It's not to say that you couldn't get maybe preliminary information. You know, if we were here, you know, that you know, could have provided preliminary information for December. But excuse me. But to know that information is at least the bank reconciliation amounts are accurate. It makes more sense to kind of balance that between timeliness and accuracy. And then again, the final point there on this page gets into budgets. I think that would be another area that as we get into the new year, that we look at budgets you know, we would look at them maybe on a monthly basis, but then on a quarterly basis, we would bring them in, as it kind of talks about there, maybe what I would call a hot sheet to be able to say, okay, through March, we're 25% of the way through the year. Why are we 100% spent in that revenue or that expenditure account? And then there might be a reasonable, you know, logical reason for that, well, in January, we pay insurance, you know, and so you pay the insurance for January, but it's for the whole entire year. So even though you're only a quarter of the way through the year, you spent 100% of the budget, which, you know, would make sense if it was kind of those one-time, you know, things throughout the year. But other than that, salaries and supplies and rental costs and utilities and those kind of things, theoretically you should be, you know, roughly 25% of the way through the year. So that's kind of, if there were differences, those would be the things that, in my mind, that we would put on the sheet to you folks, because you'd be able to see, why'd we have 100% of insurance spent? Well, then the logic would be is that's an annual payment, and so then you could see that and kind of justify the charges there and everything. Just to kind of keep you abreast of the ongoings of the revenues and expenditures related to the general ledger, and we'd kind of do that across all funds in my mind, whether it was general fund all the way to, you know, to all the other funds of the township. And then really the last two are really anything else that comes to light as we're going through this process. Just because we've only been in a couple days, I can't, you know, put my hands around every single thing at this point as we get going, or as you as a board have other items that you might say, this is maybe something we should look into, or that is something that, you know, you want SKT to look at. That's something that we can do and delve into. I mean, we kind of had some open-ended items with our engagement letter to perform accounting services to do that, special projects, whatever it may be, you know, whatever fund and what this kind of revenue or that kind of, you know, contract, and how, what are the financial ramifications or you know, interest rates or rate studies for utilities. I mean, just all those kind of things are, what financial impact does it have on the township as a whole, are areas that we can, you know, look at as we go through, even though they might not say that in this letter. That's something that as we go forward that we can help you with and be able to, you know, give you as best information that we can provide, so you can make informed decisions on you know, going forward with particular, whether it's a task or whether it's a certain purchase or it's, you know, whatever it may be. And then, like I said, as it kind of talks about there in the last paragraph, I think this will be a, you know, kind of an ongoing thing. It won't be something that, okay, this is everything we're going to do, because it's going to evolve and it's going to, you know, we can fine tune it, we can add some things, we can take some things away, and kind of whatever, you know, again, you as a board decide is the direction you'd like us to see, or you'd like to see from us. That would be what we would move on, and there is, again, as it says there, I mean, the financial software that you have, BSNA software, fantastic software, and a lot, very powerful software, and we can get a lot of information out of it, but to get every single thing that every single person wants, that might be difficult. But if we can kind of, you know, if it's a certain report that you'd like to see, if we can, you know, we can fine-tune those and get certain reports out of the system that, okay, doesn't cover every single thing that every single person wants to see, but if it covers 95% of those, well, then I think we're on the right track and you know, can provide some good information, you know, related to financial, you know, information, so you can make good decisions. So that was really all I wanted to, just to kind of, you know, more introduce ourselves from this side of the table instead of your auditors as your accountants, and then just kind of open it up if there's any specific questions from the limited amount of time that we've been in to get things rolling that I can answer, or something you'd like to see into the future that I can kind of put on my checklist to plan to do.
Okay. Any comments or questions for Steve from the board? Well, Steve, we're happy to have you here, and we look forward to working with you. I know the board does, as well as we have in the office as well. So, and particularly, we thank you for being here on this kind of treacherous.
Oh, like, sure. Yeah. No. I'm used to that. And yeah, as always, and as I said when I was, you know, the auditor, I mean, you're always welcome to contact me. Obviously, you have great resources in your office every day to ask questions of. But if you want to bounce something off of me, I mean, you're more than happy to. I'm more than happy to take email. Or give me a call or whatever. I'm happy to talk to you guys at any point in time.
So. All right. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
So we'll see you back on the quarterly meetings.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Here. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yep. For the board meetings. Yep.
Great.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay. So we'll move on to the consent calendar. Anne, do you want to go over that?
The purpose of the consent calendar is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one board motion without discussion. Any member of the board, staff, or the public any item on the consent calendar be removed from there and placed elsewhere on the agenda for full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. If any item is not removed from the consent calendar, the action noted in parentheses on the agenda is approved by a single board action adopting the consent calendar. And this evening you have the December 11th, 2017 regular meeting minutes, general fund check numbers 13526 through 13574 in the amount of $103,074.27, the emergency fund check numbers 3725 through 3733 in the amount of $43,926.22. The receiving fund check numbers 2522 through 2525 paid in the amount of $88,854.39. Escrow fund check numbers 1525 through 1526 were paid for $312.90. There were two payrolls, one from November 25th through December 9th. Check numbers 6100 through 6108 totaled $41,212.26. And included $7,446.73 for payroll. And the payroll dated December 10th through the 23rd of December, check number 6109 through 6115 for $33,295.69, and includes check for $6,090.49 for payroll tax. Total payroll was $74,507.95, and the total amount paid $310,675.73. I just looked and we do have some budget adjustments.
Here's one budget adjustment.
One budget adjustment, and I forget what number it was at this time.
It is DA 2008-1.
Okay.
Isn't that 18, not 8?
Okay, yeah. It made sense when I was rolling off my tongue there.
And I think that was it.
Okay. So is there anything the board would like removed off of the consent calendar?
I don't want anything removed. Just a question on the checks. 13533, Revise LLC. What is that?
What is it? Revise?
LLC.
That's our new website.
Oh, okay. That's all.
Okay, great.
I had never seen it before.
Any other?
You saw it once before. We made two payments, half at the beginning.
It slipped by the first.
It's not a normal one.
Right. So nothing else removed? Would any member of the public like anything removed from the consent calendar? Helen, you just have a litany of things you'd like pulled right off there, wouldn't you? So is there a motion regarding the consent calendar?
Make the motion to accept the consent calendar as presented.
Support.
Motion's been made and supported to for the consent calendar. Ann, would you do a roll call vote?
Sure. Hinchel?
Yes.
Merrill?
Yes.
Lyle?
Yes.
Walters?
Yes.
Forte?
Yes.
Bartlett?
Yes.
Friend?
Yes. Okay, we'll move on now to the departments. Brian Sousa is here for engineering, and he's got a couple things that we're going over, bringing us up to date tonight.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Brian, you're welcome to stand there because I know you're comfortable with that, but if you want to sit, you can too.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the change in the agenda. It allows me to not only spend 30 minutes talking about things, but now I can spend an hour on these things. Maybe that wasn't the impetus, but anyways. Several items to talk about. What I'd like to do is kind of go over where we're at with some of the construction projects. Since we're basically shut down on everything right now, it'll give you a good idea on where everything sits. And then I'll talk a little bit about the water hydraulic model and reliability study. You've got that in your packet. And we'll talk a little bit about ACME and the force main. So first off is the sidewalk project. If you remember, that was a project that kind of got built, or I don't want to say crammed in, because that was a schedule that we were given, but built in October for the most part, started in September, finished up in October. The project ended very well as far as getting everything done the way it was supposed to be finished. The contractor had some issues with the schedule that was provided to them based on what MDOT was doing on US 31. It was a little different than what was kind of purported at the beginning of the project. They fought through it. They did a good job. They got the project done. They did try and get some more money at the end, began some heated discussions, I guess. But, you know, based on the clauses that we had in the project and on the plans, I couldn't really come back to the township and say, yeah, I agree with them asking for more money, even though it was already covered in the plan. So they may not have been real happy at the end, but we got the project done. We got it done within the budget that was given, and we're ready to move forward on it. So the way that project sits right now is we have paid them everything except retainage. I told them I'm not going to pay retainage until I have all of the waivers of liability or waivers of lien from their subs and material suppliers. So as soon as we get all those, then we can close it out and pay them their retainage.
If I can interrupt you just a second on the sidewalks, I just wanted to mention to the board members that Brian really did a terrific job for us in working with the subcontractor, basically in kind of holding the line firm on what was included in the contract and what they were asking. And his kind of mitigating that kept a lot of heat off of the township and got the most for our money out of that project so that we weren't for lack of a better term, I don't think this is really, but not taken advantage of. I mean, what was in the contract was what we held everybody to, so it was fair.
Right. Yeah, and I think that portion came down as some items they didn't, maybe they didn't go through the contract thoroughly when they bid it, didn't understand exactly how those would be handled. But, you know, like I said, we couldn't just roll over and say, yeah, we'll pay an extra $20,000 because you want more mob cost or you want cold temperature concrete. So, yeah. Thank you for the comment. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it takes extra time in doing that and making sure and going back and making sure they're complying with the contract. So really appreciated that work.
Thank you. That's all I've got on the sidewalk project. Anybody have any questions on that one? All right. The water tank repainting project. If you remember, we're repainting English Woods and Cherry Ridge. And make sure I say those right, because I always want to say Cherry Woods and English Ridge. English Woods and Cherry Ridge. So what we did is we split that contract into two different distinct projects. One contractor, one contract, but two projects. So paint English Woods in the fall, paint Cherry Ridge. Did I say that right, Cherry?
Yes, you got it.
In the spring. Jeez. And they did a great job. They got English Woods done this fall in fine fashion. Got it done on schedule. There's a couple touch-up items they need to finish in the springtime just because the weather got bad. And once, if you've never been on a tower that has cell signal or cell antennas on it, there are a ton of wires up. I mean, we're talking bundles of wires and antennas. And all that has to be kind of accounted for when the painters come in because they've got to paint the railing that those are all attached to. So they have to be taken down, moved. All the cables have to be adjusted. Anyways, when you get done painting, and all that stuff gets put back on, and invariably things get nicked, get scratched, and the painters have to come back and touch that up. So that's all part of the contract. It's just they will do that in the spring to finish up English Woods. But it is up and running. It's been tested. Interior is done. Exterior is done other than the touch-up on the top. And it's been back in service for a couple months mm-hmm. now. So what we will see next is Cherry Ridge will come down in the spring when weather is conducive to start painting. We'll take that offline, and what we do to compensate for that water not being available is we run the wells 24/7. The wells are always running. We do have what are called blow-offs in the system so that if we get too high of a pressure, it will blow that off so we don't break a pipe or burst something. But it provides good reliability for the water system, firefighting, water use, all of that kind of thing when you have an elevated storage tank out of service. So, that, again, that'll begin in the springtime when weather breaks. So, no question on that one. All right. Number three, third construction project, the AMO project, which is on Hammond Road, the old Ball World site. They are essentially done with installing all of the water and sewer. They haven't fully completed the testing that needs to be done for the sewer. There's one test that still needs to be completed. It's called a mandrel test. You just run a mandrel or a gauge through the pipe to make sure that it didn't get smushed, that it got bedded properly, that everything fit together right. So they've got to finish that before we can start talking about the takeover or the closeout process and taking that over into your system. But you shouldn't see any more, unless something comes up wrong or bad in the mandrel test, you shouldn't see any more digging out there for water and sewer. That's all in the ground and ready to go. So, and we're working with them back and forth. We had some discussions with them late last week in regards to the closeout process. So moving forward with that. Any questions there? Okay, number four, water and sewer ordinances. This is a discussion we've had, on and off for some time, but most recently, Beth has asked us, Peter Wendling, myself, and the DPW to take a look at East Bay's water ordinances and kind of come up with a way to refine those, maybe combine them, make them a little more user-friendly, a little easier to read, a little more concise. So that's a process that will be beginning. We've kind of started it, but I wouldn't say in earnest. But you'll be hearing more about that as we go forward through that process.
The part that we're working on here in January is we have the ordinances that DPW has as their complete ordinance, and we have what the township has in our possession. And planning and zoning right now is comparing those two to make sure that we have one complete set of document and nothing's missing from one or the other. So they should have that done by the end of January.
Right now, it's a document finding process.
It is, yep. Absolutely.
Next one is asset management. You probably have heard something about this. It's kind of a big push from the DEQ to complete an asset management plan for your public utilities. Right now, the water system is the one that's kind of hot for the DEQ. They want communities that serve more than 1,000 people to complete an asset management plan for their water system. So we'll be talking about that in more detail. They were originally due January 1 of this year, and everybody knew it, but it was, you know, just kind of a not many communities followed that schedule. I think they wanted to wait and see if this was going to be enforced, almost like an unfunded mandate. So I believe the township did receive a letter that said, hey, you need to take a look at this and get your asset management plan done, which we expected to see. So you'll be seeing some more information on that in the coming months to get that done. What that does is it takes a look at your system condition, what should we plan for replacements in the future, what are your critical assets, your wells, maybe some of your generators that run wells if the power goes out, your iron removal facility, and how do we plan for replacements of those and upkeep in the future. It also includes a rate study as part of an asset management plan. We have to determine whether your rates can help fund those improvements into the future, and if not, make adjustments accordingly.
And that kind of ties back to the water and sewer ordinance that we're doing. While we're taking a look at that water and sewer ordinance, the writing of it and any potential rewriting of it, tandem at the same time, Brian is going to be working on a master utility plan. When those are both completed, we'll be moving into a rate study, and as you mentioned, as part of that, and Steve Kernovic as well will be brought in on that part of it as far as the water and sewer funds and that analysis. So,
any questions on that? Okay, now for the water reliability study and hydraulic model. There was a proposal that was in your board packet. This kind of goes, I wouldn't say hand in hand, but a lot of the information used in generating this report would also be used in the asset management plan, so it's kind of a two-step process. However, in backing up, the DEQ requires communities who make fairly decent or significant improvements to their system to complete a hydraulic model study and a water reliability study. So what does it do? It takes a look at your system. How does it perform now versus what it was before? What kind of water pressure are you providing? Can you fight a fire adequately? Do you need to do any improvements? Do you have undersized mains? Do you not have enough fire hydrants? Things of that nature. And with the big improvement that we did last year, maybe it's been 2 years now, where we did the water tower and the well, and the looping water main, that is a big improvement to your system. And the DEQ has indicated that they want the township to do this study. We have asked them if we could complete it and submit it to them by April 1 of this year, which they said, great, go ahead. So the proposal that you have in front of you is to do that work and get that information to the DEQ. Now, We did the last hydraulic model and water reliability study back in 2011. So what this will do is it'll update all that data, new population data, new water use data, new hydraulic model because of the added infrastructure, new water use data. We've got to take a look at the last 5 years of water use. So things of that nature get updated and put into that new report. So if you want us to start with this, I need approval from the township to do that.
Okay, so in your packet, you have the January 2nd letter from Brian that goes over the project understanding, the scope of services, and the cost of that investment. Followed by that, you've got the DEQ letter to us and the township's response back that basically asks for that water reliability study. So Brian is looking for approval of the fee of $14,500 to an approval to enter into the agreement for the water reliability study. I do believe, I'm trying to remember specifically if we had that in the water. I know that we have the funds for it in the water fund, and I do believe that we had it specifically lined out in the breakout for the budget. I can't be positive of that, though, but I do know that we've got the funds. Correct, Sue and Tracy? Mm-hmm. You'd concur with that? Okay.
Yeah, there are funds there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions on that project or the scope of services or the cost of the investment?
No, you need a motion to accept the agreement or enter into agreement. I would make that motion.
Is there support for that?
I'd support that.
Okay, motion has been made and supported to authorize the township to enter into an agreement with Wade Trim for a township water reliability study.
Not to exceed the 14.5.
Yep, I mean, for a fee of $14,500. Okay, we'll do a roll call vote on that. Ann?
Lyle?
Yes.
Bartlett?
Yes.
Corte?
Yes.
Hinchel?
Yes.
Merrill?
Yes.
Walters?
Yes.
Brent?
Yes.
Thank you. Last item to talk about on my list here is the force main that Acme Township is working on right now. Within East Bay Township along the railroad from 4 Mile Road east to east to where Lift Station 1 Force Main begins, which isn't important where that exactly lies. But what I did want to talk about is the Force Main that Acme is putting in right now. We've discussed it on and off a little bit over the last year or so, but that has the potential to be a force main that we can use, we East Bay Township can use. It's been designed for our use, that we can use to help alleviate capacity issues in the what we call the Miracle Mile area. However, there's a lot of moving parts to this. So once Acme Township gets done with that force main and they start to use it, their flow that used to go into your East Bay Lift Station 2 no longer goes there. So now that frees up capacity in Lift Station 2. It frees up capacity in the force main that serves Lift Station 2. Frees up capacity through the mile. Frees up. So it's kind of a domino effect. However, what I need to point out is the force main that we are using right now is the one that broke a couple times a couple years ago. However, we think that a lot of that breakage issue was due to the US 31 project because we haven't had any breaks before, didn't have any breaks since, but right after that project we had two or three breaks. But what does that mean? Is it indicative of something? It's hard to say. I can tell you that force main is 50 years old, or approaching 50 years old, which is about the life expectancy of a ductile iron pipe underground. But right now, what we're just, I guess I can go into a lot of detail on this. I don't want to get too detailed on it. But right now, what we're doing for the township is we're taking a look at what are the options that the township has in front of them. With respect to this new force main that Acme is putting in, and with respect to retaining the existing force main, how do those function legally, engineering, and cost wise, so that we can get information to the township board and discussion can be had on how do we want to proceed. Now, right now, we're working underneath what's called a multi-user agreement between Acme Township and East Bay Township that kind of outlines how things would be handled. I don't know that all the I's have been dotted and T's have been crossed on how that's supposed to be handled, not necessarily on our end, but there's an agreement in place, and a lot of that will kind of guide how we go through some of this, especially on the legal side. But I think East Bay Township is in a good position with this project, whether we connect to that or whether we stick it out with your existing force main. Maybe we rehab that existing force main. But again, there's a lot of moving parts. So if we connect to the new one, we've got to rehab your lift station because the pressures are now different in the force main. Acme would have to rehab their pump station because the pressures are different. Again, a domino effect. So there's a lot of moving parts we've got to take a look at when we make a recommendation or give you options and costs and legalities of all of those options. So I don't know how detailed you want me to get into the project, but this is what we spend a lot of time talking about. But I don't know if right now is the time. I think it's best if we wait until we get some of those options laid out and you could have time to chew on them, and then we could discuss those in more detail as needed.
And so we're going to be looking at this more and more over the next couple weeks and to the board in the next couple months. As I said, Brian will be here for the four quarterly meetings, but that does not at all negate him coming back at other meetings if we need to for decisions on this. So, you know, it's kind of where we're at on that one. Go ahead, Glenn.
Are they tying into pump station number one, or are they going to pump directly down to the wastewater treatment plant?
They're going to tie into the force main that comes out of pump station one. So they're not pumping into pump station one. They can pump it all the way from Acme Township, their Acme lift station one, I believe it is, all the way to the plant.
Oh, okay.
They don't need lift station one or two in East Bay.
Yeah.
Anything else on that? Okay, well, those were all the items I had on the list. If there's anything else you'd like to discuss, that'd be
I just had the phosphate injection.
Oh, right, yes. Phosphate injection, that's in design. That's something that can be built at any time. We don't need to really dig on it. There's a small underground project that goes with it just for a sampling port, but that's in design. I would imagine we'll probably go out for permit with the DEQ here in a month. So come springtime, come the heavy use time, we'll be ready. That'll be up and running and ready to go. So the project entails installing some injection pumps near your iron removal facility. It's really not a very intrusive project at all. You wouldn't even know what was going on. It's all work interior to the building for the most part. So.
All right. Any other questions, comments for Brian? Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you being here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll move on to buildings and grounds. Bob, you want to come up and just have a seat? We're just going to touch on some high points here. I make Bob so happy on a daily basis with things like come to the township board meeting. Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so we just wanted to kind of touch base on some things with buildings and grounds, and I told Bob I'd be happy to kind of be the mouthpiece for this for the most part, and then he'll let us, you know, can comment on it or if you have questions for him. But just a couple things that we have together for you. And as buildings and grounds comes back, if there's anything specifically that you guys would like to see them, you know, provide information on or focus on, just let us know. So in your packet, you've just kind of got a brief overview. You have a listing of the Charter Township properties in the township. I thought it might be interesting for you guys to see that. You also have two areas in which Bab and I and Val impact the budget. Township Hall, we pulled out just the specific line items that Bob would be impacting with that, which is basically supplies, hall cleaning service, HVAC, maintenance repairs, landscape, and some capital projects. And then we go on to the Buildings and Grounds Department. And then some art proof. So let me just kind of take these one by one. The property listing is basically just for your information, obviously.
I think there's one missing.
What's that?
It's on North Spider Lake Road. It's between mm-hmm. a certain two people that used to fight over it frequently.
Mm-hmm.
I have intimate knowledge of that whole situation. And there was a 50-foot lot that was owned by the township, but I don't see it on there. So, anyway.
We'll look into it. This was pulled off of BSNA with the, just as the property owner is East Bay Charter Township. Mm-hmm. But I can take a look at, we have a file that has, like, all of the properties with background information on it. So we'll take a look at that, Brian. Thanks for mentioning that. The lot size on the right is your acreage for those individual parcels, but so obviously just a small portion of these are parks, but there is significant acreage that Bob helps take care of over there. Particular, real quick, could you mention, Bob, we've had two Eagle projects this past year. Could you let the board know what those projects have been?
Yeah, the last one was Ivan Berry, who put up some benches over at Grace McDonald on the trails, and he put up one by the playground area and some signs. And then the other one was put some bat houses up at Killingsworth. I can't recall the guy's name.
Johnny Youngson.
Yeah, that's what it was. And those have been completed.
So. And they had some tree signs as well.
Yes, he put up some tree signs also.
So it was really nice to have the Boy Scouts, you know, involved with the township and then with the parks. So we'll move on to the Fund 101, Department 265, that township part. And I guess what I would have you take a look at, again, like I said, these aren't all the line items within that Department 265. It's just the couple that we directly impact there, and you have the backup data for the two capital line items. But we basically, when you take a look at the end balance from 2016 to 2017, we increased spending. This year, $23,800 more was spent. That was anticipated. Actually, the costs of those improvements were $28,200, so we were able to kind of shave some off of some other areas to actually not change the increase at the $28,000 level, if that makes sense. So those capital improvements, those expenses in there are the website. Let's see what else we got in here. We also have the carpeting, the furnace. Everybody loves it when a furnace breaks unexpectedly, right? So those are some things that are in that part of it. And then we have the Fund 101. Now, this does have every line item for Department 770 in there. And you'll notice this year's budget actual spent was about $9,300 more than last year's. Now, about $6,600 of that was additional amount in the capital amount spent that we purchased the mower.
Correct.
And then we also had about $2,000 worth of Jen's beach cleanup that we spent on that beach cleanup with a subcontractor to try and help us get ahead of that, which is it's a work in progress, right?
It is. It reoccurs constantly.
Yep. So anyway, and then you'll see the last thing I have here for you is there's an art proof. Basically, I've asked Bob if he'd we're looking at him wearing T-shirts that have the logo on it so that when he's out in the parks, he's readily identifiable as an East Bay Township employee, someone in the parks who's supposed to be there, who's a resource, so that, you know, if you're there with your family or whatever and you need something, that he's there as a township employee and can help with anything that a person needs, questions or use of the facility or anything like that. And we were able to fund those out of the 2017 budget. But anyway, just kind of in looking at some of the highlights in 2017, I'd say, you know, Bob, he's been working with the Park Commission, attending those meetings, looking at Jen's Park beach cleanup, which we've put more effort into this past summer, which has not been entirely all that easy or inexpensive. And we had an inmate worker problem, as you inmate worker problem. Did I say that? Inmate worker program, sorry. There was a problem in that the program was discontinued. So, but we did get most of the summer out of that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
We did. And it was, there were some good workers and some lackluster workers, but I would say in general we had a positive experience with it, and got an extra set of hands for several days. So they may bring that back this next year. It just depends. They've been so shorthanded at the jail, which is why they discontinued it. But we've also, Grace McDonald has had its share of issues with security this past year. We had, I want to say within like a month, I don't remember the exact dates, but we had two accidents over there. Someone like hit a pole and then someone hit a fence and just things like that happen. But when the pole went down, it takes a light down, it takes a camera down. Oh yeah, and we had a third thing actually. We had lightning strike, which took out the charter server for the internet for the cameras. So we involved the insurance, got all of that taken care of, contact with the people who did the damage, and I will say both of them, the guy who knocked the pole down and the guy who hit the fence, I didn't talk to the guy with the fence, you did, but the
pole, it happened right in front of me.
Yeah. Good timing, right?
It was.
But they were extremely oh my gosh, they were beside themselves that there was an accident that happened there. And I mean, the guy was calling me at 11 o'clock on a Friday night, you know, calling me back at like 11:30 on a Friday night. And Bob was really helpful in getting over there on Saturday. He had been in the UP on vacation that Saturday for a day trip and came right back and spent the afternoon getting that pole taken care of. So we made sure that so it was safe, and we got the equipment put away and that sort of stuff. So then we worked with a vendor identifying a vendor, because I don't think the township was – I understood the township wasn't entirely happy with the previous vendor.
It changed ownership a number of times.
Okay. So we talked with two other companies and that company, and we ended up going with a different one. And they took care of the damages plus an upgrade, because, as you know, we've got the new bathrooms there, and we hadn't had any cameras focused on them. And so now we've got cameras focused on the doors, so if we have any vandalism in the interior of the building, we're able to see who comes and goes from those. And I think we added a camera onto the pavilion, didn't we?
There's a total of 8 cameras all together over there.
Yeah.
We added 4 more cameras.
Okay. Township Hall, we took a look at security, and as you know, we've done a few things there. Basically, in general, in the Township Hall, and Leslie and Sue can attest to this, we've lived through, and Bob was very good at taking care of all of the painting that we've needed, some painting, the carpeting, changing that over. Val was and Bob were incredibly helpful with managing all of that. That's just a lot of logistics. And I teased Glenn. I'm like, because you had said, you know, yep, it needs to be done. I said, why didn't you do it when you were here? And he said, I didn't want to live through that. And now I know why you didn't want to live through that.
Another year of the carpet.
But it's done. We got it done. Everybody in the office kind of just pulled together and, you know, and tried to get everybody moved and moved back. And I would say, as much of an inconvenience as it could be, it went really well, and in no small part to Bob and Val. Mm-hmm. So we've, as you guys have known, if you've been in the offices, we flipped where assessing and planning and zoning were. We're looking at that internship that we have in the budget for planning and zoning, and so kind of just spatial, it kind of made a lot of sense. So we flipped those, and that seemed to go pretty well. HVAC repairs and preventative maintenance, that has paid off for us this year, in that we've saved the preventive maintenance costs based on the savings from the discount, not paying emergency fees and so forth, where we had the water break in that closet, and we had to have the HVAC out here, and then we also had the furnace break. So anyway, All I can say is, you know, I suppose better at the office than in your own home, you know. But luckily, they were, I think that company has been pretty attentive out here, quickly service things. They've done a really good job. Township Hall, as you know, we've improved some of, added the audio visual up there, and Bob's painted and so forth. So some of the stuff we're looking at, you know, just a couple of the things real quick, resurfacing that parking lot we had in the budget, continuing the flooring refurbishment, basically, with the entrance area, summer help in the parks we had in the budget for 3 days for 12, three days a week, I think, for 12 weeks. And Arbutus number 5, I know, is on kind of the horizon for the Park Commission. They had a meeting out there several months ago, and we've had that money in the retaining wall there, and so that's in there again for next year. But, Bob, what, I mean, anything you want to add to kind of...
No, I mean, you pretty much covered everything.
Well, you told me I had to.
Yeah, this is your idea, not mine.
Oh, okay. Well, we definitely want the board to feel, and I know you all do feel comfortable, you know, with talking to Bob and what he does and everything else, but appreciate us having the opportunity to kind of let you know what's going on in parks and buildings and grounds and so forth. And typically when we have the buildings and grounds on report, then we'll have the Park Commission here as well. I wasn't in touch with them, you know, early
enough. Was here, and then she ran out. So.
Yeah, she must have. When I talked to Mark today, Mark was just elected chair, so Mark Baker. When I talked with him today, he said that there was going to be someone here tonight. But I wasn't sure, you know, who it was, and didn't get a chance to talk to them prior to this meeting. But typically in the future, if they, you know, want to share anything or do anything with that, we can have them on here. So anyway, Bob's been doing a good job for us. Very conscientious, particularly if I could just say, over when he has been on vacation. Like I mentioned, he came back with Grace McDonald with that issue, and then even with the snow plowing and so forth. I think you had mentioned to me that he had called in and came over and plowed one day, because we've had some different snowfalls on different days, and it's just a lot of snow to move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always takes care of us.
You were doing a lot of snow moving today, weren't you?
The last 2 weeks.
Is it snow over here?
Does anybody have any questions or comments for Bob?
Just a question. How is the restrooms over to Grace working? The locks on them, do they lock at night? And
yep.
There's been no problem?
I've had no problems with them.
Good.
Yep, time running looks good. You know, other than messing them up every now and then, but that's the norm. But yeah.
Nobody tore anything up or anything over there, other than the parking lot.
It's been fine.
Okay. Thank you.
I think the biggest two things that we have, or most frequent things, Grace McDonald is if, and particularly in the summertime, if somebody, you know, if there's a mess in the bathroom area, and as well someone dropping off stuff at the dumpster. And so we've ordered some extra signs that show a video camera and says, like, no illegal dumping. So hopefully that will help deter some people.
We did catch one culprit. And they did write a check to the township for $50.
Well, the bright side is they're not dumping alongside the road. Then you'd have to go pick it up, say?
Probably, yes.
Well, I appreciate you being here, and you guys know if you ever have any comments or concerns, you can always reach me and Bob as well. So,
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, Tracy, do you have that 10-page report on tax collection?
I do. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. People keep asking me how we're doing on collections compared to prior years and stuff. So I ran a few numbers just this afternoon. We have collected this year, for the 2017 tax year, we've collected 85% of the taxes, which is about 7% more than we did in 2016 by the end of December. So That's good. I think part of that was the tax law change in December. We had a ton of phone calls and people coming in, can I prepay my 2018 taxes? And it's like, no. And, you know, there was the listserv for the treasurers was going wild, you know. Can we do this? How do we do this? And, you know, other states are allowing them to do this. And I just said, you know, until somebody tells me I have to, I don't know how to do that. I mean, bookkeeping nightmare. But the Attorney General did come out with an opinion, and basically it says you cannot collect taxes, which is in the law, you cannot collect taxes until the tax warrant is issued, which is in June for July 1st and in for December 1st. So he states that we cannot, it is illegal for us to collect, pre-collect taxes. I will say the only time that the treasurer is allowed to do that is if they're doing a jeopardy assessment where they're feared that the taxes are, mainly that's in personal property when it's going to be removed from the township. There is a way that we can do that by law, that we can assess that early. But so you cannot prepay, could not have prepaid in 2017, but we did have some people attempt to do that. In fact, we had one gal, we sent a refund back to her because she had done an e-check over New Year's weekend or Christmas weekend and sent us her what would have been the equivalent of what she paid for 2017, trying to prepay her 2018s, and she came in today. She says, "Why did I get a check back?" And Deb kindly explained to her that while your escrow company paid it for 2017, she's like, "Well, can't you pay the 2018s?" It's like, "No, we don't even know what it is. It could change with an election, with a ballot issue." So. So that caused a little bit of run, I think, towards the end of the year that we don't normally have. People were coming in, "I'm paying this now when I normally pay it in February." So that could be part of why we had increased payments. But other than that, we're doing good, paying tax or collecting taxes. So.
Okay. Any questions for Tracy? No. Sue, I was just noticing her computer. When do you guys get yours back? Do you know?
We don't know. They do have our broken ones in possession. The batteries, they feel there was a bad lot, and we were limping along with batteries that wouldn't stay charged, and internally it wouldn't, there wouldn't be any forwarding of the dates or anything like that. It was just like frozen in time from when it was turned off. And even if it was fully charged, when you go to turn it back on again, it was dead. So they do have four of our laptops or tablets, and they are waiting to receive brand new ones that they will replace the old ones with and send those back to the factory. It could be something as simple as the battery, which is the size of like a watch battery. When they were in the factory, they put it in upside down or backwards. But there's no way to check that inside.
Inspector 19.
Inspected by nobody. So we hopefully will have those back up and running hopefully by February or early March. So.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, if there aren't any questions for Tracy or for Sue on that, then we'll move. Bob is here from Grand Traverse County. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Howdy. Haven't seen you guys, ladies, in a long time. Carol's been coming here, so. Don't really have much. You get our county staff report, and that's kind of the nuts and bolts of what goes on. I probably, like you, read most about what's going on with us in the newspaper or when the reporters call me. So we do seem to have some turmoil here at the supervisory positions again at the county. Not exactly sure what's going on. Looks like they're just moving all the Tom Menzel's people that were in there out again. So that's about it. We have a planning
strategic planning session coming up January 20th on a Saturday to try to kickstart again for the year and what our goals will be for the year. So hopefully we'll get a lot more accomplished than we did last year, and I'm looking forward to it. Questions, comments?
No, we do have that December Grand Traverse County report in our packets, and then I did print off for the board members the article in the Record Eagle. It's funny you mentioned that, that kind of listed those changes and the department heads. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a couple, I think four or five of them, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, there's been, since our new administrators come in, I think there's, yeah, four or five that have either resigned or I guess been told to resign or whatnot. So.
Invited to resign.
Yeah, invited to resign or however they want to call it. So, I mean.
That seems to be pretty cyclical, doesn't it? That happened the same way when the former administrator came.
I think so. I mean, we've got a new administrator, and she was used to doing things one way where she came from. She worked in a smaller town or city or whatever, and she had a lot of control, and she did a lot. She had a lot of hats that she wore. So I think she did HR and finance and everything else. So I'm hoping it's not moving to that because you can't do it in this kind of this size. But I think it'll work itself out. So I think we have an ad hoc committee Wednesday for animal control. Looks like we might be adding a second animal control officer is what it sounds like. I saw an article in the ticker about adding a supervisor over the two animal control officers, which I think would be kind of ludicrous, but, you know, you got to listen to all suggestions. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob.
Yep.
Appreciate it. You know, one of the meetings, would love for you to bring the new administrator and
yeah, actually, I'll make sure she does get an invitation.
Okay.
She may not have thought about doing that, and I haven't thought about inviting her to all the ones that I represent too. So it's a very nice lady, very smart. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we you know, even though I say we didn't feel like we accomplished much last year, we really did. I think we really addressed the unfunded pension obligation greatly. You know, I think now we've steadied the helm a little bit. It all depends on the market, of course. You know, if the market tumbles, everybody's in trouble. So right now we're doing good, and the key is just to keep your eye on it. I think now that it's prominent in the accounting documents, I don't think it'll happen again where they were 100% funded at one point in time and got down to 40-something. I don't believe that'll ever happen again because you have to look at this now. Mm-hmm. And then the state just signed some laws about counties such as ours that are, you know, low-funded in that. So I think if we wouldn't have done what we had done, we might have been one of those that were subject to them coming in to look at what can we do to make you do this. So I think our plan will suffice for all that. So
okay. Well, thank you, and we look forward to keeping up that communication because a lot of the things we do, I know, like your animal control, we've been in communication with, you know, in the past 2 months with our CPOs and planning and different things. So
yeah, and like I said, there's a way to work it out. I'm the biggie for us is to figure out where is it going to go again. You know, is it going to go in the health department, or the sheriff's department? Mm-hmm. You know, I know the sheriff really wants it. No. But so we'll see where it goes. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks.
Okay, that moves us on to there. Is there anything any trustee would like to add at this point? Okay, I'd like to thank you for giving this a whirl, and we'll see how it goes. So, and then we're up to public comment. If there's any member of the public who would like to have comment, they're welcome to come up to the podium and address the board. Okay, seeing none, if there are no objections, we stand adjourned. Have a good evening, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.